All right, thanks a lot. It's time to get this show on the road here. In fact, we're going to head down the road to Brookings, where South Dakota State University Extension Climate Specialist, based out of the Aberdeen Regional Office, is in Brookings today. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Mick. Great to be here again.
Thank you so much. And thank you. I wanted to just thank you out loud for stepping out of your meeting. I know you're in demand a lot lately, so thanks for jumping on the radio with us here for a bit.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
First off, you're one of the organizers for next week's Aberdeen Ag Expo, and it's Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, and Thursday. And, boy, you've got quite the speaker lineup prepared for next week.
Well, there is an Ag Expo in Aberdeen next week, and I've just kind of been on the periphery of that one. I haven't been too involved in that, but it looks to be a good lineup there, as always. And they always have good presentations there. They tend to be on a side room, but they always have good speakers, and so I think that'll be a great meeting. Another one that we'll be having in Aberdeen coming up is on March 1st, and that's a precision agriculture conference that we have every year, well, for the last 17 years. And that's, I think, more exciting, I think, even than the Ag Expo in some ways.
All right. Well, because precision ag is what everybody is into these days, and there's a learning curve we all have to ride.
Yeah, there sure is. And this year, I know it's a challenge to consider some investments in precision ag, given the commodity prices as they are and were last year. And but hopefully through our conference and others like this, that growers and folks around the area can kind of make some decisions and see what might be the better investment for them coming up in 2016 and forward.
Right. All right. So March 1st, the week after next on Tuesday, where is that at, and where do you want producers to go to in Aberdeen?
All right. So March 1st, we start at 8:30 with registration at the Best Western Ramcota in Aberdeen. And we have two key presentations that I think will be really interesting. One is Climate Corporation, the Monsanto company, and also Pioneer and Circa will both be there back-to-back, which many of us have not seen them in the same room at the same time. And so I think it'll be really interesting this year to hear what some of the new offerings are in weather and climate and some of their decision tools that they have and some of the new kind of data technology and those kinds of things that they're offering in the weather and climate arena. And then also in the afternoon, we have our South Dakota Secretary of Ag will be there, Lucas Lunch, giving a keynote presentation. So that's another highlight of the conference. So it looks to be a really good lineup this year.
All right, the 2016 Aberdeen Precision Ag Conference. Do you need people to pre-register?
We do have a pre-registration site, and it's $30 in advance on igrow.org/events, and that's the SDSU Extension website. So we also have a trade show and some breakout sessions where they can meet with industry representatives from about six different companies who will host some small group meetings as well. So a pretty busy day and a lot of great information, I think, for growers around the whole region.
Yeah, because everybody's in precision ag, whether they know it or not. It's just all a matter of how deep they're into precision ag.
That's probably true as GPS and some of those technologies become more standard on big equipment these days, that everyone, I think, has data now and just how you use it and all the great things you can do with it for decisions, I think, is where we're headed.
All right. Well, opportunity to learn a week from Tuesday, 2016 Aberdeen Precision Ag Conference. All right. Well, Laura, yesterday the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, otherwise known as the Weather Service, the climate portion of that, they issued a 90-day climate outlook for March, April, May. What kind of highlights can you share with us?
Yeah, this is getting really interesting. And since we're in this really strong El Nino, I think we've been saying it's the second or third strongest El Nino since 1950. And so it's laying a pretty big footprint across the U.S. this winter and the spring. And the outlook now for the spring is to have continued warmer than average temperatures throughout the northern states, including, North Dakota and South Dakota. So the models are pretty consistently leaning that way for the spring season. For precipitation, it's a little bit more of a toss-up. A while ago, they were looking at leaning on the drier side, but now they kind of backed away from that and are indicating more equal chances of drier or wetter than average conditions in North Dakota and northern South Dakota. So bottom line, looks like we're leaning warmer for the spring and kind of a toss-up on the rainfall. Kind of what I'm seeing, soil temperatures in South Dakota are right around 30, more or less. So we don't have a real, and that's at 4 inch deep. So we're not looking at a real thick frost layer right now. We could be thawing out a little bit earlier, and maybe we'll start a earlier spring season this year. I wouldn't be surprised to see that.
I'm with you there, Laura. I agree that it's going to be an early spring. But you know how I interpret that equal chances for precipitation, especially in the month of March?
Oh, no.
as soon as we go to the regional or state basketball tournaments, that's when a blizzard's going to break out.
Big blizzard, yep. That's what I think we all have that in mind. But, the groundhog on February 2nd said, we have 6 weeks till spring or, what have you. So maybe we will have early spring. The next question I usually get is, so when's the last frost going to be? And that's a hard question. That can be a real finicky thing. but I think we'll see an early start to a lot of the growth this year. And we're a little bit on the dry side, over North Dakota and part of South Dakota. To get started with. So we shouldn't have any major moisture issues, at least getting into the field this spring to start with.
That is good. Early spring, guys. But that would encourage maybe, putting in the crop maybe a little bit too early. The weather is nice. The air temperature is good, but maybe the soil temperature isn't warming up as rapidly as it could or should. And is it a temptation to get the crop in too early?
Yeah, that could be one temptation, but I think up in our area, with the soils being a little bit drier, they tend to warm up a little faster, too. Down the southeastern part of South Dakota and Iowa, oh, wow, they're really wet. They've been wet, since the fall, and they're going to have a lot tougher time, I think, than we will this spring just to get started. So maybe we'll get a head start this year, and that'd be pretty good news.
That would be for sure. The only, and when the soils do provide, the sun comes out, the air warms up, and we get some convection going, and some of those local, like you said, in the southeast part of South Dakota, or other pockets of above normal soil moisture happen in May, we get frequent rains or frequent thunderstorms popping up, so there could be some localized regional delays, but otherwise I'm with you, calling for an early spring.
Yeah, that looks pretty good, and even looking longer, further ahead rather, through the summer and fall, looks like a lot of the climate computer models now are leaning warmer for the whole growing season. And like you said, the Climate Prediction Center, that kind of branch of NOAA that does a long-term forecast, they're already leaning warmer for the summer and fall. And that's really going out on a limb for them, maybe.
Yes.
They tend to be a little more conservative, 6 months out. And they're already leaning that way. So I think we should be prepared at least for some warmer temperatures. I'm not saying, we're going to see 100 degrees every day, but a little bit elevated temperatures this growing season, which could help push things along if we get the right moisture.
Yeah, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. In the meantime, weather is a main factor, main anxiety, the main cause for sleepless nights for farmers. So good to have a little heads up. So Laura Edwards, SDSU Extension Climatologist, thank you so much for sharing with us a little bit. And we'll make a couple of trips to Aberdeen here in the next couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me again, Mick.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too.
Yep. Bye now.